Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Keep, we implore you, O Lord, your church, with your perpetual mercy. And because of the frailty of mankind, without you cannot but fail. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the 14th Sunday after Trinity is from the 4th chapter of Proverbs. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. The epistle reading is from the 5th chapter of Galatians. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. Our sermon text is from St. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who told these lepers that Jesus was so kind that he would receive their delegation? Who told these lepers that Jesus desired to have mercy upon them? Who told them that Jesus desired to heal them of their leprosy? The confidence of faith is a tremendous thing. The Word of God presents to us eternal truth, and it teaches us the way of God. And the amazing thing is that God creates faith in our hearts so that we believe it. We do not grope around in uncertainty, wondering about whether we have done enough to be saved. We are not unsure of whether we are received into eternal glory. You see, we truly know. We know what the mind of God is toward us. Furthermore, this God-given faith is not simply about a future salvation, but it daily trusts in the Lord for help and strength throughout this life. The faith of these lepers is seen in their actions toward Christ. First, they leave behind their dwelling to come to Jesus. Now, if they did not believe, well, that he could help them, they would have stayed at home. They would have said, oh, what's the use? He's a fraud. Even if he could do something, he probably won't. But faith changes people so that they reach out towards God. Second, these lepers lift up their voices in prayer to God. Faith cries out to the one who can help. Now, there is not prayer to the one whom you do not believe. There is not conversation with someone who refuses to hear you. You know, when you realize that the call has been dropped, you don't continue to talk. Can you hear me? Are you still there? When you realize they're gone, you hang up the phone. You put it down. These lepers are contagious. They're maintaining a social distance of much more than 6 feet. Nevertheless, they know that Jesus desires to hear their cry for help, and they lift up their voice in true faith. Third, the content of their prayer is this: Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Faith relies upon the mercy of the giver. Faith would never seek to merit a payment from God. Faith would never base its claim upon a man-made work. These lepers know that they are unworthy, and yet the confidence of faith trusts in the love and mercy of Jesus. We too have nothing to offer, but we know that he desires to give us unmerited kindness. He loves to have mercy upon those who are unworthy. Now, as for my initial question, we don't know who told these lepers. The text of today's Holy Gospel doesn't tell us. But the important thing is that someone did tell them. Somehow and in some way, they came to know about the teaching and love of our Savior, and now they have faith. An amazing thing, this faith. Allow me to contrast the actions of those who do have faith with those, well, who do not. With those who do not in the faith of these lepers. First, there are unbelievers who do leave behind their dwellings to seek God. I tell you, they are ever seeking but never finding. Oh, they attend for a while, but then they grow tired of the effort After all, they like the idea of finding God, but they never can convince themselves that God is really there. And I tell you, that is the problem. You see, faith isn't a decision for Jesus. It's not convincing yourself, mustering it up. If faith was about convincing myself, then it wouldn't, that is, faith, wouldn't be able to sustain me in good times and in bad. From time to time, they darken the doors, but there is nothing to keep them coming. The Christian, however, believes, and thus he regularly seeks God. The unbeliever seeks God in order to try to convince him of faith, and it just doesn't work. Second, there are unbelievers who can say the words, yeah. They utter the prayers, they cross themselves and walk through the motions. They acknowledge the fact that the triune God is God. They can give the right answers, but they don't cry out to God. Their words, well, are less like prayers and more like a pledge of allegiance. You see, it really doesn't matter if God is listening on the other side. I think it's kind of like a child picking up a play phone and talking, "Hello? Yes, I'm fine. How are you?" Now, to everyone around, it sure looks like prayer. But the person talking isn't sure that anyone is there at all. Whether it is the beauty of the singing of the liturgy or the thumping emotionality of contemporary worship, the words are spoken, but not in order to receive from God, but so that the human vow can be performed. When they are done, they say, "I'm pretty sure I did something." But the reception of God's gifts requires faith, the faith of the lepers. Whoever does not believe may have done something, but they did not receive the gifts from God. James 1:6-7 says this, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." Third, someone told me that the distinction between faith and works was a difficult thing to understand. Well, that sounds to me like the person who agrees with whomever they are with. I've heard it before. The person says, "Well, yes, yes, Pastor, I believe that we are saved by faith alone. But then I read that faith without works is dead, and, well, you surely have to do something, right? I mean, God saved me, right? But I do have to lead a truly Christian life. You can't do anything you want." And the faith of these lepers is not confused about the distinction between God's mercy and human merit. These lepers don't ask for mercy, but then hedge their bet with good works. They don't say, "Have mercy on me, because I've been trying to do good." You see, faith will trust in nothing but the loving kindness of God in Jesus Christ. It is quite simple. Faith doesn't speak about human merit when requesting from God. The reason that faith cries out to God is because He is loving, and He gives out His gifts freely to those who don't deserve it. Faith would never use good works to motivate God. If faith included human merit as even a partial reason for God's response, then the whole thing would be in doubt. No, these lepers cry out for mercy because that is the reason and the ground of their faith-filled request. Jesus' mercy is sure and certain. When faith trusts that God has gifted us with all that we need, then the person is free to do good works of love toward the neighbor. The person who believes does good works to thank God for His mercy. The person who doesn't believe does good works to try to convince God to help him. That person is never sure that God has helped or will help. You see, the unbeliever needs those works for himself. He needs them to bargain with God. He needs them to convince his neighbor that he believes. He needs those works to convince himself that he believes. In the end, he is never convinced. The unbeliever says, "Oh, the suffering and death of Jesus is fine and good, but then there is the Ten Commandments. What about my love and my actions?" No, the confidence of faith comes from the Word of God. The Word of God teaches us that all have fallen short of the glory of God and that the gift of God is eternal salvation. In today's text, Jesus went around preaching the gospel message that he would take away the sins of the world. In today's text, Jesus was going to Jerusalem in order to suffer and to die, and on the way, he preached in the region of Samaria and Galilee. He could have gone directly there, but he did not. He meandered around through these regions in order that he might preach and people might hear the faith-creating message of salvation. Although we don't know who told these lepers, we do know that someone must have heard his message, and they heard the good news and told them the good news of salvation. Before there can be faith, there needed to be the preaching of the love of Jesus, who desires all men to be saved. Before there can be the cry of faith, there needs to be the preaching of the love of Jesus for the unworthy. Before there can be the obedience of faith, which goes to the priest, because that's what Jesus said, there must be the unswerving confidence that Jesus has heard my prayer and healed me. The love of God is seen in Jesus. Yes, it's seen in Jesus. That's what convinces us. The love of God is seen in Jesus going out to preach and teach far and wide. The truth that God desires our prayers, our cries for help, is seen in Jesus listening to the lepers' cries for mercy. And finally, we know God desires to help us, for Jesus grants mercy to these lepers. The believer walks in the Spirit and does not fulfill the lusts of the flesh because he trusts in the mercy of God. How do you know God is loving? Hears your prayers and will give you mercy. You know it because of the works of God. Today's Old Testament. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Proverbs 4. We know it because our attention is fixed on what God has done. First, God baptized you in water and the Word. He made you his child. He washed away your sin and gave you a new heart in baptism. He promised to give you the Holy Spirit. God has done it. Second, he preached to you the message of the gospel. That being, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. God has established churches, and he has sent out pastors to preach to you the message that you are saved by grace through faith without works. God has done it. Jesus performed that work of salvation when he suffered and died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. That is his work. Third, God has left you a memorial of his love for you in the sacrament of the altar. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, instituted a meal in which you are given the benefits of his body and blood. Jesus' own words drip love for you, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. His work convinces you that it is true. Like these lepers, you have the confidence of faith. You believe that Jesus is so kind that he would receive you. You know that Jesus desires to have mercy upon you. You know that Jesus is keeping you from all things hurtful and leading you to all things profitable to your salvation. The confidence of faith is a tremendous thing. The Word of God presents us eternal truth and teaches us the way of God. And then God creates faith in our hearts so that we believe it. We don't grope around in uncertainty. Christians are not wondering about whether they have done enough to be saved. We are not unsure of whether we will be received into eternal glory. No, we truly know the mind of God towards us. Psalm 84, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, the responsory is Create in Me. We stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and bring not your Holy Spirit from me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to You that You have had mercy upon us. Cleanse us of the disease of our sin by Your Son, Jesus Christ, and through that same Son has provided everything that we need to support this body and life. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, give Your church the Holy Spirit so that we do not gratify the desires of the sinful nature or fall into unthankfulness. Move us to give You thanks and praise at all times and in all places. Give us the desire to dwell in Your house all the days of our life, to seek You for every good thing. Bless our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary. Inspire them that they would freely give out Your good gifts, showing mercy even to the unthankful. Be with St. Boniface Evangelical Lutheran Church in Niles and their pastor, John Ratovich. Bless our Early Childhood Learning Center and our director, Keeley. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord in heaven, govern the nations of this world. Endow our President Donald, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, and all our leaders with grace to rule for the maintenance of goodness and the hindrance of evil. Protect those who serve in the armed forces, especially Timothy, Danny, Jason, and Blake, our police officers, Daniel and Alex, that they may diligently carry out their duties and be protected from harm and danger. For those who suffer from domestic violence, both victims and the violent, we ask that they may receive the care and healing that they need. We ask that You would lead the people of God to be moved to acts of compassion to aid those who are in distress. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-ins, Rachel and Carolyn, our elderly, Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Gibb, Linda, also with Rick, who has fallen down. We ask that You would continue to grant him strength to regain his walking. With Michael and Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gary, also with some friends of Mary suffering from COVID, Barbara and Donna and Debbie. Be with our students, Kara, Andrew and Eric, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, and Jacob. Gracious God, in the Holy Supper of Your Son's body and blood, You have given us a foretaste of the feast to come. You bestow upon us Your immeasurable gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. By Your word and spirit, unite in true faith all who this day receive Your Son's body and blood, that they may proclaim Your Son's death until He comes. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy,
Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Divide not my sins, but the faith of your church. Grant unto her that peace and unity which is according unto your will, for you live and reign with God now and forever. Amen. You receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. You are not worthy to. You come under my roof, and when I speak the word, my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for me, preserve my body and soul to everlasting life. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup. now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.